In Afghanistan, President Hamid Karzai is preparing to unveil a plan for a justice system. It would allow for the possible prosecution of war criminals, which could become a problem because many of the people who hold office in the Afghan government and parliament are alleged to be war criminals. NPR's Rachel Martin has this report from Kabul.
Like most Afghans, Zainab Ibrahimi has endured a history of loss. Her pain etched into the lines of her prematurely aging face. Ibrahimi's husband and father were both killed during the Afghan war against the Soviets because they refused to join the Afghan resistance. Sitting cross-legged on a worn red carpet on the floor of her cement house, she describes the mix of grief and rage she felt when the authorities brought back her husband's body.
I couldn't control myself, and there I was standing on the dead body and told them that if Islam is like this, or if acts of Islam is like this that you guys committed, I don't want Islam.
Ibrahimi then escaped with her children from her home province to Kabul. During the civil war of the 1990s, her property was looted and several cousins were killed. A few years later, she was thrown in jail by the Taliban for running an illegal girls' school. Now she lives in a middle-class neighborhood in Kabul with her children and grandchildren and works as a high school teacher. Ibrahimi says while life is kinder to her now, she is still waiting for some kind of justice for those who hurt her family.
I really want them to be tried, and this is my only hope in my life. And I do know who has killed my husband. But the problem is that if I raise my voice now, then I'm sure that they might kill me as well.
Human rights groups have been documenting testimony from victims and witnesses of war crimes in Afghanistan over the past quarter century. Crimes including mass executions and rape, torture and ethnic cleansing, for which no one has been called to account. Dawood Najafi heads up the Afghan Professional Alliance for Minority Rights. He says Afghanistan's justice system is too weak and corrupt to issue any real justice, and it is too dangerous for victims to speak out.
I can say that in most of these province, maybe in the capital, those who committed crimes, or they are in power. How can a people without any support can raise their voice against this?
On a recent morning outside the parliament building in Kabul, dozens of members emerge from their armored land cruisers as their drivers jockey for position in the cramped lot. Dressed in suits and ties or traditional shalwar kameez and turbans, the representatives greet one another before the session. Among them is Bahruddin Rabbani, the former president of Afghanistan. The group Human Rights Watch has linked Rabbani to abuses during the civil war, including attacks on Kabul's minority Hazara population and indiscriminate bombing of civilian neighborhoods in the capital. Rabbani says he has no need to defend himself and that he and the rest of parliament are behind Karzai's transitional justice plan.
We are ready to cooperate with the government to try whoever has committed crime, no matter he has been a big man or a small man.
But analysts say the support is skin deep and that behind closed doors, key figures in parliament and the cabinet are exerting political pressure on President Karzai that may dilute or delay the government's plans.
We know that it's a very, very difficult and also dangerous process.
Ranjin Espanta is Karzai's advisor on international affairs. Reverting to Dari, he explains that it's taken longer than expected to get the transitional justice plan passed, in large part because of the current political landscape.
The president has wanted to sign the plan, but there has been a delicate balance between justice and stability. And what was important for us has been stability.
But Adam Shapiro with Global Rights in Kabul says delaying the prosecution of war criminals is fomenting a new sense of insecurity among Afghans.
They're increasingly seeing that actually a system of injustice is prevailing and entrenching itself. And they're not getting really security, and they're not getting justice. And so people are becoming increasingly angry and increasingly disenchanted with the international community's role.
Shapiro says in order for Afghanistan to move beyond its bloody history, the United States and the rest of the international community will have to push for transitional justice with the same aggressiveness they used to push for democratic elections. Zainab Ibrahimi agrees, but she lays the bulk of the responsibility on her president.
If he does not punish those people, or if he does not try those people, how can we guarantee that we wouldn't have atrocities like the ones that we experience in future?
President Karzai is expected to sign the transitional justice plan on March 20th. His advisors say any prosecution of war crimes could take at least another 3 years. Rachel Martin, NPR News, Kabul.